Officer, normally so good to see you, but unless you are advising my client of their right to counsel, your services are no longer needed. Scram. Okay, hit me with it. What are you charging my client with? That's a good one. Oh, the young officers are always funniest. You have such aspirational charges. All right, get out. And make sure they turn off the cameras. That last settlement did not reflect well on your precinct. Have a nice day, officer. All right. It looks like... Wow. These are quite the charges. Yeah. We'll get to that part. It looks like you were at the scene of the crime. It's blah, blah, blah. It's mostly circumstantial here. There is some physical evidence, pretty easily explained, though. All right, now that we've given them time to turn off the recording equipment, not that that matters that much in a legal sense, why don't you tell me your version of events? I mean, tell me everything. Stop. When I say tell me everything, I mean tell me everything. All right? Right now, I'm your priest. This is your confession. You're going to tell me everything you did that night. Otherwise, I'm done. I'll find you some other sucker, but I'm not going to have you just lie to my face. All right. I'll come over to your side. Listen. I know that this is scary. I do. From that side of the table, everything's scarier. But this is my job. This is what I do. I help people. You think public defending got me this suit? Look, the rich assholes, they pay me. All right, to save their stupid son from affluenza, or they pay me to help them push a merger through that should blatantly be illegal. People like you, I do that because I believe in it. Because I think somebody should be in your corner. When the government will throw the full resources of the United States at you, you deserve to have someone who is working overtime for you. For free. It's a constitutional guarantee. You shall be represented. I'm not going to pretend I'm your friend. But we are going to get to know each other very well over the course of this, hopefully, settlement negotiation. No, I don't mean trial. I don't want to take this to trial. Nobody would want to take this to trial. Because I can get you a good deal, and you never want to roll the dice with the jury. Not unless you're staring down the barrel of something truly horrific. Look, hey, listen. It doesn't matter whether you're innocent when it comes to a jury, all right? It's a risk. It's a huge risk. Oftentimes, very disproportionate one. I think they're probably going to offer you 3 years. Listen. 3 years is not forever. You'll get out. You'll probably get out in 1 the first time you come up for parole. I know. Hey, don't yell at me. I'm your friend. Well, I'm your lawyer. Sorry. Didn't want to blur those lines so quickly, but there we go. If you have things you need me to take care of, I will do it, provided that they are within the scope of the law and they do not overly burden my ability to ply my trade otherwise. I'm saying I'll do a lot for you. I won't take your kid when you go to prison, right? That's way too much. But I will make sure that your kid is taken care of. Within all practical scope of my ability, yes. All right, good. Breathe easier with me, yeah? Now look, when I say 3 years, what we're really talking about is, I'm going to knock this down to a lower class felony. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that part's going to be non-negotiable. Because people got hurt. I know. And part of that negotiation would be to settle this as a non-violent offense. You are not a violent offender. You don't deserve to be treated like one. You don't deserve to go to a place where they hold them. But people did get hurt. And I think that's going to be an unavoidable fact of this case. Look, I'm not going to push you to take any deal you don't want. I'm just telling you how I think this is going to go. I would need a miracle to get this to a misdemeanor, and you might still have to serve a little bit of time, even if I do. We'd be talking months at that point, though, not years. It's possible. But it's not likely. I don't want to get your hopes up and prepare you for something that may not happen. Just start from the beginning. All right? Mm-hmm. What did you say their name was? That's familiar. I know why that's familiar. I saw them getting booked. Did you know that they were getting arrested? Got away? Or ran? I'm asking if this person left you in the muck. You know what? I think I might go have a chat with our good officer friend. Because I think you might be able to provide them with information they'd be very interested in. That guy is not your friend. Are you kidding? Look. I know that people don't have the best opinions of lawyers. And that's mostly deserved, right? You're right. Some scumbags do pay for my suit. But not to do this. This isn't what they want me spending my time doing. I know who my friends are. And if we're going to do something that stupid, we're going to do it together. We're going to take the fall together. No one who is actually your friend is going to turn yellow-bellied and run at the first sign of trouble, no matter what happens to you. That is not a friend. That is a liability. He is counting on you to say nothing. He's in another cell, probably spilling his guts, probably saying shit about you That's not even true. I'll put an end to that. Because the things you say will be verifiable. He is not your friend. The officers are not your friend. But you know what? This one time, for you, I'm going to be your friend.